Hello, welcome to this edition of The REIT Report, Nareit's weekly podcast. I'm your host, Alan Kenny, and we're recording this on June 15th, 2017. My guest today is Jeannie Renee Malone, Vice President for Sustainability with Prologis. We're going to discuss the release of Prologis' annual sustainability report. Jeannie, thanks for joining us.
Sure, thank you, Alan.
So, Jeannie, this report covers Prologis' performance in 2016. Can you fill us in maybe on some of the highlights from the past year?
Sure. So we're very excited that we continue to make progress towards all of our environmental goals. And as we've mentioned in the past, we have established our program on three dimensions of sustainability: environmental stewardship, social responsibility, and ethics and governance. And I'm excited to say that we've made terrific progress in all areas, particularly in where we quantify our progress in environmental stewardship and social responsibility. So, for example, some of the highlights last year is that we exceeded our greenhouse gas, our corporate greenhouse gas emission reduction goal that was set for 2020. We had a goal to reduce our emissions 20% by 2020 from our 2011 baseline, and last year we measured that we had already reduced it 22%, so that was a great highlight. We also expanded our rooftop solar installations, and we launched an LED mandate, which has, of course, increased the operational efficiency of our portfolio globally.
And those are a lot of the kind of environmental highlights. And, you know, I mean, Prologis, so, you know, as you mentioned, it emphasizes that its sustainability platform really extends beyond environmental goals to include social factors as well as ethics and governance. So those are harder to maybe quantify, but can you give us some examples of how those two sides of the program kind of come into play?
Sure, that's a terrific question, and we always like to highlight our three dimensions of sustainability. So from a social responsibility perspective, we had an increased number of volunteer hours from our employees across the globe, and we also donated over $1.6 million from our foundation to communities and to different organizations in the area of human welfare, the environment, and education. So the increase in numbers in those programs show that our employees are very dedicated to sustainability from a social responsibility perspective, and we continue to engage in our communities. From the governance perspective, we once again, for the 14th year in a row, been named to Green Street Advisors, the REIT industry's corporate governance leader, and we continue to have a strong ethics and governance program overall.
And what are some of the key challenges that you see for Prologis' sustainability, really in the near term?
In the near term, it's really about data. We're constantly trying to increase our access to data across our portfolio. And, of course, with our triple net lease in the United States, our customers pay their utilities directly. So when we're trying to really gauge the environmental performance of our portfolio, the data aspect is most challenging, but through increased customer interactions as well as benchmarking programs that are emerging throughout the country, we're seeing an increase in data across the board. We've also, to address that challenge, started this year a sustainability customer advisory board to engage with our customers directly on sustainability best practices in the industry and also to really discuss the data issue.
Well, thank you so much for joining us and filling us in on everything that's been going on with Prologis' sustainability program, Jeannie.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
And many thanks to you, our listeners, for joining us as well. For The REIT Report, I'm Alan Kenny.